right back at it here from Dallas, Texas, CPAC. Dallas 2022. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you along for the conversation. Now, as I look at that series of polls that has Joe Biden in the high 30% range, 6 points behind where President Donald Trump was at the same point in his presidency, and you look at states like Iowa, where the approval ratings are just 27%. 27% here is of about 10 days ago, right? Other states are in the same place. States like California and Massachusetts buoy the number up to 38%, but in the states that matter, it's not nearly as strong as they would like to think. Meanwhile, in Pennsylvania, the state Supreme Court, they're upholding the idea of mass mail-in ballots. We'll see if it makes it to the United States Supreme Court before November the 8th of this year or before the general election 2024. Several states, however, have put in stronger voting measures. But the point is, the rejection of this socialist mentality, this Green New Deal, is happening all over this country. Because here's the thing. Now, instead of going after an inert gas that represents 0.04% of your atmosphere, carbon dioxide, which feeds plants and makes life possible, besides going after that, next is nitrogen and targeting farmers. You've seen it in the Netherlands. You've seen it elsewhere. And the fact of the matter is, Joe Biden, through all of this, has shown a remarkable level of incompetence, a remarkable level of incompetence. And so as Democrats get asked, hey, are you going to support Joe Biden if he runs again? The 79-year-old relic, who is an old 79, to be fair, incredibly old 79, to be fair, more and more Democrats, they just flee from the question. Let me give you an example. I want to go to bite number eight here. Bite eight. Democrats like Gerald Nadler's and Carolyn Maloney refused to back Biden when asked that directly during a debate. Bite number eight. Bite eight. Go.
Should President Biden run again in 2024?
Yes.
Mr. Nadler.
Too early to say. It doesn't serve the purpose of the Democratic Party to deal with that until after the midterms.
Ms. Maloney.
I don't believe he's running for re-election.
There it is. Too early to say, or I don't believe he's running for re-election. There it is. There it is. And so you've got that backdrop of nobody in the Democrat Party, for the most part, even supports Joe Biden, because we've heard this from candidates at all levels. And so, therefore, he's already floundering with the people who should be out there banging the drum for him, saying how great he is, how they'll support him again, and he's the president of the United States, and so on and so forth. And they're like, yeah, Joe who? Yeah. And then, of course, they've got to sell you this idea about this war on energy that has triggered the inflation, that has triggered the erosion of the economy, that has triggered the problems we have, as they continue this attack. And Joe Manchin says, well, they've made deals for more pipelines, more. Please. He was on with Harris Faulkner on Fox News a day or two ago, and I listened to him say, well, we've already agreed to new pipelines. We've already agreed to this. No, you haven't. You absolutely have not. Joe Manchin attacked his own state. Joe Manchin attacked his own energy-producing state and will raise taxes on his own people. His political career is over. The question is, can America survive his bizarre flip-flop? Democrats say inflation will be lowered by tens of billions of dollars by spending all of this money, which is absolutely absurd. I want to go to bite number nine. They say that all this money will be saved and inflation will come down, but they have no idea whatsoever how that will happen. That's the strange thing. Bite nine, go.
Do you have any evidence that this is going to lower inflation in the short term?
Look, I just listed out 126 top economists who said that it's going to do that. I have a
quote. They didn't say in the short term, they just said general.
Well, I'm just saying that it is a step forward. We do believe that if you lower cost for Americans, that matters. That is incredibly important because when you think about inflation, right, you think about how it's increasing prices.
She just listed out 126 top economists or some damn thing, right? Isn't it remarkable Isn't it remarkable how they have 17 Nobel laureates say that inflation is just transitory? 126 top economists say. And, you know, and when, first of all, they all remain nameless. None of these are the invisible economists, the invisible Nobel laureates. They have no face and no name, but you must trust us. Trust us. We have ways to make you understand how the economy works. Okay, gotcha. So these are nameless, faceless, anonymous individuals, but they are the ones we are supposed to trust, even though we can see the price of gas is still a dollar and a half or $2 higher than when Joe Biden took office. We can see that when we go to the grocery store, we get pummeled by prices that are multiples of what they were before. We can go try to buy a used car or a house or anything else and find out the price of everything is through the roof, but we're supposed to trust these anonymous sources that have no name and no face, and those are the, you know, what is this? Oh, I remember what it is. It's the religion of being a Democrat. It's the religion of environmental justice. It's the faith of just trust us. Trust you. You told me inflation was going to be fine. You told me you were going to secure the southern border. You told me you were going to unite America. You were going to bring America back together. And instead, the Democrats have gone so far left, they've alienated half of the country that will never vote for them again. And at the same time, Hispanics are fleeing, heading toward the Republicans, as are black voters, as are women in the suburbs, as are lots of people. And so there you have it. There you have it. All right. I'm sorry, but I don't trust the anonymous people that, you know, claim that they know what's best for me. When we come back, National Director of Priests for Life, Father Frank Pavone, will be here. Don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gruber Show.